views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour and experience the instant relief of using your intuition to solve life's most challenging problems. Shift happens every Wednesday at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time on the airwaves and on the archives at thetruthisfunny.com, transformationtalkradio.com, and transformationradio.fm. So the energetic shifts are still accessible through what I refer to as HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you're listening later. We do love to hear from you, but today we will not be able to take callers because Carter, the producer, is snowed in Seattle, and we're snowed in Kelowna. Pretty much North America's snowed in, wouldn't you say, Carter?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're all just working from home today.
So I'm just going to introduce my guests today, and we will then just talk about, you know, moving into the coming days here where it seems like things are a little bit erratic when everybody's trapped in snow, you know. Cindy Lee Yelland has overcome various physical challenges to inspire others to unleash the goddess within through the Sisterhood of Belly Dance. One of her troops, the Loose Hip Sisters, meets once a week to encourage women and some brave men to dance to the music in their souls. After having surgery to have her entire spine fused at the age of 13 and being told she would be in a wheelchair by the time she hit her 30s, she surprised everyone with her determination to conquer many obstacles and prove them all wrong. Cindy dances as the angel on the loose with her 8-foot tall wings throughout Western Canada. And she also has an extensive background in counseling women with abuse, addiction, and incarceration issues, as well as her training in crystals, feng shui, psychic readings, etc. She is now taking flight with the dragons from Tales from the Vector. And my other guest today is Keiko Bryson, who is known to be a caring and kind person who has empowered others since she was a little girl. She has generously given her time and energy as a volunteer for many school and minor hockey events as well as cultural events in Kelowna, British Columbia for over the last 18 years. Keiko is a talented dancer and has graced many stages with her beautiful presence. She has taught and performed as a member of Loose Hip Sisters Belly Dance Club for 15 years, creating a safe environment of sisterhood to encourage women and some brave men to shine as well. Her natural love for beauty and order led Keiko to study the principles of feng shui for over a decade. With her flair for detail and wonderful sense of humor, she shares valuable information, inspiring others to declutter and improve the flow in their home, school, or business. At this time, she is exclusively sharing this information at my Call to Dance seminars, which is awesome. Are you there, Cindy and Keiko?
Yeah, hi there. Yeah, thank you for inviting me.
Oh, very good. It's a pleasure to have you on the show, Cindy. You're there?
I'm here.
Oh, there we go. So, you know, I'm just going to, like, that's your formal bios that I wanted to share with people. But I also wanted to say that you are two of my first official modern day dragon sayers of the 17 I have out there right now. You two, have been, Cindy's been sharing, and Keiko have been sharing information regarding feng shui at my Call to Dance seminars. And I'm thinking what we'll do today, because we don't have the ability for callers to call in, I'd kind of like to work on two different areas here, because one part of it is the feng shui and the importance of that, and we'll talk about that. And then we also want to talk, Cindy, about, we talked about this just before the radio show here, we want to talk about Singles Awareness Day, right? What is the
Singles Awareness Day being SAD, SAD, Singles Awareness Day, or as the rest of the world calls it, Valentine's Day. I have my heart on. Do you have your heart on?
Yes, well, you know, women often will say, good men are hard to find. So I say, you know, turn it around. Hard men are good to find. But that's in my book. It's, you know, Valentine's Day rattles people's cages, and people will pretend that they're not. Or they won't notice that they're that rattled by it, because they're like, oh, I don't even celebrate it or whatever. But next to Christmas, it has the most impact of any other holiday, that when people get really, really triggered by Valentine's Day. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that. Why is that, Cindy?
I don't know. I used to also work crisis line. And a lot of people, it was a huge thing for people phoning in too as well, about, because it brings up issues like loneliness, or makes people question, you know, why don't I have a partner, or those kind of issues.
Yeah, and what's coming up is,
everyday life doesn't.
Yeah, it's coming up that, like, not feeling like people are good enough to have a partner or whatever,
yes.
Or also the assumption that if someone is single, that they're lonely. And that's, you know,
yes.
We know, like, there are some people out there that really do really enjoy their own company and want their own space. And I'm kind of that way myself. I mean, I love to have company. I like to have people around. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So we're going to strengthen that for everybody, because it just was coming up, because, it's that time of year, and a lot of people have been contacting me, and they'll be really upset about things, and then it goes back to this. So we're just going to strengthen that, because we want to, like, it was just the Chinese New Year, and we are on February 5th. So we've got Keiko here too. We're going to talk a little bit, Keiko, about the Chinese New Year, the Year of the Pig. What do you feel is important for people to know about, you know, going into this new year?
The important it is, this pig is that in the Chinese zodiac is that the year of 12 animals, the pig is the last one. So it's been end of the 12-year cycle of the animals. Then so it means the perfect time to carry out an in-depth reviewing of the past years and build an energy and they get ready for upcoming the beginning of animals. So it's going to be rat. So then sit back a little more, enjoy. The pig is very loving and having the fun. So I think a lot of people working so hard. So I think it's encouraged a little bit sit back to relax a little bit more joy in your life.
Well, that sounds like fun.
Yeah,
I like that idea.
yes, and then I think is, and people have to more and aware of making a balance in your life. I think that's very important.
This is what I've been picking up. And, you know, we talk about this at our at the Call to Dance seminars. And I'm just going to get Cindy to share her view of what's going on for the Year of the Pig here. And then we'll talk a little bit about, you know, your experience just with decluttering and using, you know, like, and how, why it's important. So, Cindy, what do you feel is important to share about moving into this new year?
Well, the Year of the Pig is a happy year for all of the zodiac signs, all of the Chinese New
Year. Yay!
You know the expression? You know the expression, happier than a pig in poop?
Yeah, a pig in shift.
Because that's,
yes.
Yeah. So that's part of it. Also, it's a good year to invest and to make money. Hence, we have the piggy bank.
There you go.
Yeah. And also, the only thing you got to kind of watch this year is you want to relax and take some time for yourself, but you don't want to overindulge or be too materialistic because you don't want to make a pig of yourself.
And what else, Cindy?
Basically, like just as Keiko mentioned, it's a year of joy and of happiness. And it's a great year for everyone's love life because we're on Valentine's Day for all
yes.
of the signs as well.
Mm-hmm.
The pigs are all about the senses and passion and love. So, yeah, a great year for everybody's love life.
And I just really would like to put a correction out there for all the pigs in the world. Seeing that we're in the Year of the Pig, that maybe we could treat pigs a little bit better than we are right now. And so we're just going to put that love, like, because they have such big hearts and they're so intelligent and loving and caring. And, you know, like, I mean, we're just going to strengthen that, you know, that all the pigs in the world, you know, just opening our hearts up and just strengthening for them to all have a better situation than they're in right now. The vast majority are treated not that well. And so we're just going to strengthen, you know, for that to change very rapidly here in this Year of the Pig. We'll honor them. We do have a caller, Yulith from Vancouver. Jessica has stepped in and is able to take some messages from people. So Yulith is asking, could she please have a strong connection? She wants to be strong within herself with her feminine and masculine energy. And so I'm just going to touch on this a little bit because I feel that this is important for people, like, besides the feng shui part of it, this is about flow in the body and flow kind of the masculine and feminine. And that's kind of what the Valentine's Day energy really is about. It's about opening your heart up to your masculine and feminine energy. We all have masculine and feminine energy. And what we want to do is we want to allow ourselves to get in touch with that energy. And if I find that it empowers people, if I put it to them this way, that if you considered your masculine energy to be a man, you ask that man, what does that man want from the woman in you? And so, because we don't have someone right here, I'm just going to say, Keiko, what comes to your mind when I say that? What would your masculine, what would the male in you ask from the female in you to have a really good relationship?
Good relationship it is. And like a yin and yang symbol for like a both side of females with the males, they have a little dot both sides. So then I'm a female, I have a dot that I tend to, for my personal character, I want to get things done, like a little too much, too...
Okay, there we go.
So then I have to be more, it's a little more relaxed. So that's just more flow and more move. Like instead of a stuck in the tree, I tend to my masculine energy asking my female to more relax and flow.
Okay, and so what would your female ask from your male energy?
My female, I think, is that more stick to the decision making on a more firm to be with action. Male is more action and power. Just my opinion. Mm-hmm. So if when you decide, stick to the idea, then create the actions.
Okay, good.
Does it make sense?
Yeah, it totally makes sense. And so, you know, and you know, that is like when you get those integrated and you start balancing that more and more, it's important for your physical body also, because your physical body, the more even you are masculine to feminine and from your left side to your right side, the better it is for your health and for your structure and for youthfulness. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to ask Cindy now also. Cindy, what would you say to that? Like, what would you, if we're talking about the masculine and feminine, what would your male ask from your female?
Probably my male would ask from my female. I think more balance, like Keiko was talking about, because I think I tend to be more extremes. I want to, in some regards, like as well as Keiko, I get where I want to get things done, and I just have to stop and smell the roses along the way too a little bit. Not be as focused.
Well, I mean, the reason I'm laughing so hard is because, like, you know, you're preaching to the choir.
Yeah, I know.
But I was up since 2 a.m. because I could feel like, and I was like, why? Oh, why am I laundering my money at 2 a.m. And I literally was going through all the coins in my house and washing them and sorting them. And then when I talked to you this morning, I realized why, because you were up feng shuiing too.
Yeah.
And it's the year of the pig, and you need to know where your coins are. You need to know how much, you need to organize your money for this year is what I'm getting. And so the masculine energy tends to sometimes be that person, but you and I both know that that's not necessarily true, right?
Exactly. Because of the year of the pig, that's a yin. The year of the pig is a yin year, which is the energy year.
Mm-hmm. So it's more of a female year?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, that's why. Yeah. So so that's what's coming up. So like, I literally was sorting coins and washing them at 3 a.m. and I'm like, Cindy and Keiko, quit getting so excited about being on the radio show. Because this is what happens, because you guys share such a wealth of information on the show regarding the feng shui, and people will sign up for my seminars and they'll be like, I can't stop cleaning. I'm like, I know. And because Cindy and Keiko and I tend to be night people, you may find yourself cleaning house
up
in the wee
cleaning
hours. Yeah. Organizing. But I really want to speak to the value of this. So I'm going to do it this way, because, you know, we're on three different phones and like, it's just a little bit different situation today. Keiko, for you, what is the most important for you? What would you say decluttering, why it's so important to you?
Well, decluttering, it is not just a thing. The declutter, it's a different form, your emotion and your surrounding for everything. So if you want to keep it your life flowy and what you want, I think you need to start it to your clearing your surrounding, because of principle, the feng shui, it's space reflects your life, and then it's balancing the harm, create the environment that supports and nurturing you, and then when you balance to your environment, you balance yourself. So it means clutter, not necessary the thing, but when you have a lot of clutter in your mind, in the surrounding, it's kind of energy is stuck. So make energy flow. It's need to get rid of clutters in yourself and also your surrounding.
Yeah, and this is something that I've been talking about for years, not necessarily from the feng shui point of view, but the feng shui I have found extremely powerful in this. Mm-hmm. And we have to take a short break here right away, but I want to talk a little bit about physical environment. And Cindy, we still didn't check what your female wants from your male, and we don't want her to feel left out, especially on Singles Awareness
Day. Can I
say
that on the radio?
No. We're going to take a break now. Sorry, you can't call in today. We'll be right back after this short break.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death? From debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kuiper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind that anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss, every first and third Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit BeyondProof.com.
Like the branches of a tree, universal knowledge, insight, and wisdom must be weaved together to bring forward to others. If you live in the Western Washington area, you will want to make the trip to Auburn and visit the new Alchemy of the Goddesses Center. Now open and offering healing sessions, classes, crystals, books, oils, and more. Find out more about the center. Visit alchemyofthegoddesses.com. That's alchemyofthegoddesses.com.
Demystifying the Journey on From Here to There Radio with your host, Diane Garris. Tune in every third Wednesday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Diane helps you get from where you are now to the life you envision. Get ready to get unstuck and move forward. Every show features a new special segment, New Age Notes, demystifying hot metaphysical topics of the day. For more information or to work with Diane, visit DianeGarris.com.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We do have Cindy Lee Yelland, and we also have Keiko Bryson on today. We're talking about feng shui. We are not able to take callers today. We're snowed in here in North America. I just want to mention that because we're all working from home right now. It's very cold here. We're in a deep freeze, and there's a lot of snow. And so I just wanted to mention that my upcoming seminar On Friday, I will be having the talk, the free talk. It is from 7 till 9 for those of you who can make it. And I will be sharing information and then working with people. I decided to postpone Call a Snow Day last week because it just didn't feel strong. And I'm glad I did because they got a big dump in Vancouver and it's just really not safe to be on the highway here coming here right now. And even from Penticton, it's challenging because we had a rock slide and the highway has been blocked for over a week and they're still working to clear it. So what I've done with that space, because I that's at the Kanata Hotel on Harvey, right by the Canadian Tire for those of you in Kelowna, because most people who aren't in Kelowna probably won't get here. So, but on the Saturday and Sunday, because I have the space anyway, what I've done is I've broken the days up into four different times. It's the same event, same seminar. It's an intro that I call Baby Steps, but this is what I will be teaching in the mornings. This is what we do so that by the time people go for lunch at noon on the on a Layer 1 seminar, that they are able to identify and eliminate energetic blocks. And so I decided I have the space anyway. I'm going to have one running from 9 in the morning till 12:30. And it's 3.5 hours. And that will be on Saturday morning. And then in Saturday afternoon from 2 o'clock till 5:30. And I'll repeat that on Sunday. So that's on the 16th. And then on the 17th, the Sunday, again, the same times. I'm just seeing people coming out for tonight. I am speaking at Women's Talk at the Monkey's Fist Bar and Grilled in downtown Kelowna here. And if you attend that event, you can attend my intro seminar, one of those four, if they work for you, for $99.99 rather than the $149.99. And also, if you come to my demo, it's the same sort of deal. Bring a friend and let's get some shift happening there. May as well use the space. I have a few people who have already signed up that were out at the Holistic Fair and quite a few people interested. So, you know, if you're interested in that, please do let me know as soon as possible. You can, if you have any questions, you can contact us at info@thetruthisfunny.com. So enough about that. Now we're going to go back to Cindy's woman, who's really getting irritated with the man because nobody's listening. So, Cindy, when you think about like your female side, what would your female side ask from your male side? Not from another man, but from your male side.
Yeah, from my male side would be not to be so hard on my female side.
Interesting, isn't that?
Yeah. Because I think a lot of, in relationships with my counseling background, a lot of women assume that men want a lot more from them than they actually do. So it's actually your own standard that's too high and not your male partner's standard.
And this is an interesting concept too, because people always think that if they set a standard, that's a good thing. But let's just take it that it's not a good or bad thing. A standard is actually just kind of what level you're willing. You know, I talk about people being the best version of themselves, but really your standard is your lowest version of yourself. Because when people fall below a certain level, then their standard will go, you know, they won't let themselves fall below this, right? So we're just going to strengthen that for everybody. It's just coming up weak, because what's coming up is just the standard of living and the, you know, just day-to-day grind is coming up as a weakness for a lot of people. So we're just going to strengthen that energetically, because we had Yulith requesting us to do this energetic shift. And how does that feel to you now, Keiko? Does it feel like it's strong to you?
Yeah, it's getting there. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and so and Cindy, so we're going to talk more about feng shui again now. So I'm just going to leave the, you know, open it up. Who would like to talk a little bit more about, you know, feng shui and how you can use the dragon cards, or, you know, what, or if Keiko, if you want to share your experience of decluttering your home and selling it. That was a fast one.
yes. That was very quick. And I have opportunity to sell in my house, and I didn't plan at the beginning, but anyway, and I have a great opportunity, and then I live in a house about almost 18 years, so not all my belongings and my kids and my ex-husband is asking me to use as the house as a storage. So then they have his stuff as well. Actually, it was as a feng shui, it's not a good thing, but I have a lot of stuff. And so what I did, I using for like dragon cards, I use two cards. It's one is manifestor. It says manifest that card for energy into manifest. And then also one more card, it's called Reckless Abandon. It's a declutter cards, the clear the clutter cards. I put those two cards in my house, is right in the, I making an open floor plan, is that I know the exactly the center of my house. I place those two cards, then I can visually see all the time. And then, oh boy, that is very powerful. I clean the clutter. It is the house put on the sales until, you know, the sold. It's take 4 days. I just 4 days in the sold the house. In the 4 days to sell the house, and then I was panic. I was not prepared. It went that fast, but I really managed. I very focused, and then it's clutter looks like a tornadoes, just like so fast. I just look back. I did very well
That
organizing, and then I've been very focused.
Mm-hmm. And everybody, we were laughing actually, because Keiko was like just on this thing where she is cleaning, and then by the time she was so concerned because we were working on her house to sell, and she's like, "Who would have thought the house would sell in 4 days?" And well, we were working on it, so we weren't surprised. But she didn't have very much time to get everything out of the house. She thought she was going to have way more, and so we were just laughing about it, because by the time that you got that done, there was a few of us that had said, you know, "Hey, Keiko, we'll come and we'll help you clean up the, you know," because we knew you were under a lot of pressure. And everybody that went to your house said that there was nothing to do. You had done it all. It was just like dusting the baseboards. So she was on a roll. We have to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we'll talk about that. Like, that's just like, it was, you were like a whirlwind. We were all watching in amazement at how much you got done.
Well, thank you. Thank you for the cards. It really worked.
Awesome. We'll be right back after this short break.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days, because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
This is Peggy Snow, practitioner at Stellar Reflections, with a Stellar Reflections Minute. So many people these days are trying to find ways to relieve their stress. What happens to our breathing when we're feeling overwhelm and stress? When we tune in, we realize that we're either holding our breath or taking very shallow breath. to signal the body that all is well, which most of the time it is, sometimes all that is needed is a nice, deep breath to break the cycle. First, exhale to get all the stale air out by engaging the abdominal muscles and blowing gently. Next, take a nice, full breath in, feeling it fill your body all the way down to your hips. Release fully and enjoy the freedom of movement. Notice how your body feels. Do you feel refreshed? Calmness is only a breath away. This has been a Stellar Reflections Minute. For more information about what we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
Do you know how powerful your thoughts and beliefs are in determining your experience of your life? Is it really true that simply by changing some of the words you use in your day-to-day language, that you can change your life? I'm Megan Edge. Join me on Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit SpiritFireRetreatCenter.com.
This is Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny. You can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com and also T-A-I-L-S, talesfromthevector.com, also Energetic Upgrade Canada on Facebook, and you can reach me at Colette, or The Truth is Funny with Colette on social media also. We are talking right now a little about feng shui, and we have Cindy Lee Yelland and also Keiko Bryson on, and they have been sharing information at my Call to Dance Layer 1 seminar, and then again at the, like, we have the Feng Shui, and then we have, Cindy, what's the second one, Advanced Feng Shui?
Yes.
More Feng Shui. Yeah, More Feng Shui, and then Love Shui. And so we kind of, because it were like we're a day away from Singles Awareness Day, sad. We have someone asking from France about relationships and how to have the patience when, you know, you start dating and then you're, you know, you're moving into your relationship. So I'm just going to give you the floor here because I always have fun listening to you talk about dating. Go for it,
okay,
Cindy.
Okay, well, the patience, I'm wondering if she's thinking about patience. Because sometimes when you get into a relationship, you want to go faster, but that isn't necessarily a good thing. You want to take your time and get to know each other, make sure there isn't any red flags, make sure that's exactly what you want. But mostly, what I always like to focus on is self-love, because you can't really love somebody else or be in a relationship with somebody else until you can do that with yourself first. So the card I recommend from the Dragon cards is Unfettered, because it's about unconditional love, but not just for someone else, but for yourself. And it can also be for romantic love, but that's all connected, your love for yourself and your ability to be able to love somebody else.
Yeah, and what I want to say is her little quip is that the difference between falling and failing in love is a matter of I.
Yes.
And so that's what we were talking earlier about, balancing the masculine and feminine energy and how important it is, not just for your physical health, but for your emotional and mental and psychological health also. And so
Oh, grace. I was thinking of grace, mm-hmm. the adoration card, because that's all about twin flames, souls, and lovers and fidelity. And, you know, it's just a beautiful card. And the joy card as well, the heart of Isis, the joy.
Mm-hmm.
Not just for your relationship. It's about strengthening yourself, too. But I understand a lot of people are impatient when they get to know somebody and they want to go full in. But you don't want to lose yourself when you're going into a relationship either. That's really important.
Okay, so that's really, you know, good advice there. Like, is remaining, recognizing that, you know, we are all individuals and then we're all as one. And when people say that, you know, that's why I went and I studied quantum physics with Nassim Haramein, is because I wanted to figure out, what do you mean we are all one, but how can we still be individual if we're all one? And really, the thing we have in common is we're all made up of atoms. And it's actually the glue, that the space in between is the glue that holds us together. And so, you know, nothing really, atoms never touch. So, you know, if you've had a relationship with someone and you, you know, wish you hadn't, you can always, you know, feel a little bit better knowing that you never really touched. So, but that's the quandary, right? So what about the sensuality card? You know, like the sensuality, the dragonfly, the pink one.
Yes, the sensuality. Well, that sensuality is all about your feminine potential and feeling. So I like, well, you know me, I have, in my romantic gua, I have five cards, which is in my love gua, romantic gua, I have unfettered, which is your love card. I have adoration, which is your twin flames card, and your, of course, your fidelity card and your lover's card. And then I have sensuality, your feminine potential and your feeling. And then, of course, sexuality, your performance and libido card.
There you go.
Because, you know. And then I have otherworldly desires.
Yeah, otherworldly desires card. We were just at the Holistic Market and Psychic Fair on Sunday. And that card got picked quite a bit. And that's what we call our orgasm card. Because it's like, yeah. And it's so funny because so many people chose that card. And we find this when we're at the fair. If, you know, 50 people come by and they pick, like, we bury the card, they'll still, you know, they'll dig it out and grab that card. And quite often, you know, there'll be two or three cards that are chosen by most people that day. And then at every fair, it changes, you know. And so it's really interesting that people coming into that are like, it's because of the energy of Valentine's Day that causes this. And so, you know, that people will, you know, and there was a lot of relationship stuff that we dealt with at the fair. And so what else would you say, like, for people that are like the patience part, just like being, because, you know, you dated for some time, you know, and you enjoy dating, and a lot of women dread
dating. I thought it was,
I know,
fun.
So this is why I'm saying
that's exactly true.
Okay, so tell us why you love dating.
I like dating because it's fun. And I think if you can get out of your own way and take your time and then just enjoy the experience, it's way better that way. A lot of people are in a rush to meet somebody and be in a relationship because that's kind of the social norm and because of the stigma that's attached to being single. When it's like, I had fun being single, just going out and dating and having fun and going to movies and going out dancing and getting to know people. And it can be an amazing experience if you just take your time.
This is like what the question was, is about, you know, recognizing that, so that what I talk about is that, you know, if you accept responsibility for yourself, then you're just responding to life's challenges. And so we're just going to, you know, that's what you're really doing. And so once you accept where you're at and you start to recognize maybe, oh, well, maybe I'm not, you know, like the 12 aspects in my life are a little bit off balance, because we were talking also about the balance dragonflies, right? And so we're just going to strengthen that. Okay. And so we're just going to strengthen all of that. Now, because we got a little bit late start, we're at the end here right now. We've got 3 minutes left on the radio show. So I just want to give Keiko a chance to say something, you a chance to say something. And I want to thank Carter and Jessica for managing to pull this radio show off in the snow fall. And so Keiko, what would you recommend for people right now, like what do you feel would be really good, strong advice for Valentine's Day and what you would do in your home?
Okay, so Valentine's Day it is, and I just want to, I'm in the relationship, but with a person without the relationship, that what Cindy mentioned, that is the most important relationship is yourself. So like intimacy, I'm just to go into myself, to what I want, what I want to achieve. So like I will look into that. Intimacy, it is into me, see. So it means breaking down the words. So that I wanted to see myself more than explore myself, than being self-loving and caring. So I wanted to know this year, particularly female year. So I want to get in touch with my more female side, and also making a balance that enjoy for people.
That is beautiful. We have about, a minute left, Cindy. What would you say? Thank you so much, Keiko. That's
such thank you. Thank
beautiful.
You.
Yeah, I love that. Cindy, what would you say? We've got about a minute left here.
At the psychic fair, most people picked other worldly desires. And I wonder if that's because that's all about our ability to feel good. And maybe people are feeling like they're not worthy of love. And that's a huge thing that stops people from. So we are all worthy of love. That's
yes. I love that. I love that. So, thank you so much, both of you, for being on the show. And as I said, thank you, Carter. And as always, thank you, Pat, for giving us all this opportunity, and the listeners and the people who sent in their questions. We will be back next Wednesday, 8 o'clock a.m. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.